paragraph Yud Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein, now you'll understand another thing. Now you'll understand why b'chol yoim sheyesh bo tosfes kedusha mispalim tefillas musaf. On any day which has extra holiness to it, what do? We daven musaf on that day. Meaning, dahainu b'shabbos, v'yantif, v'rish chodesh. Why? Why musaf on those days? Ki kol hayomim kedoshim ho'elu heim b'chinas yemei tshuva. Rav Nosson Zal says, let me turn the lens on that camera for you. There are people who learn Torah and they daven and they practice Yiddishkeit and they don't know what they're doing. They have no idea. There are people that don't know that Shabbos, Rish Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are all Yemei Tshuva. Ki Shabbos hu b'chinas kuloi tshuva, because Shabbos is one big day of tshuva. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Chumash, v'shavto ad Hashem alikecho, you will return to Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal says in the Likutei Moran, the word shavto, shin based off, is oisius Shabbos. Bechinas oilam haba, because Shabbos is called bechinas oilam haba, kama shekosu Rabbeinu Zal besimin vav, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 6 in the Likutei Moran. And that's what Shabbos really is. That for all of those people who during the 6 days of the week, when the Yetzer Hara is much more prevalent, and when there's all kinds of sitrachras, and when most people are going out to work, and they're mixing with goyim, and they're carrying money in their pockets, and selfa, all kinds of junk. And then we have this one day of the week where we're able to strip off all of that nonsense, all the narishkeit, all the junk, all the heaviness, and we're able to put on fresh new clothing. We go to the mikveh before Shabbos, and we dress new, and we put a new table, a different table. Everything is different. We change everything. We're going into spiritual mode. We're going into pure ruchnius, where the eating is ruchnius, and the sleeping is ruchnius, and the learning is ruchnius, and the davening is a much higher level davening. We're spending more time in shul, more time in Torah and tefillah, if we're doing Shabbos right. That's what Shabbos is really all about. V'chein kol hayomim toivim heim yemei tshuva. And we note also that the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, are yemei tshuva. Kama shekosu b'simen lamed, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 30 in the Likutei Moran. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that on each and every single holiday, we're judged for something else. On Pesach, we're judged for this. On Shavuos, we're judged for this. It's days of judgment means days of tshuva. Everybody knows that. The pasuk is a pasuk that begins with the words Vahi le'eis tshuvas hashona le'eis tseis hamalochim. And that pasuk is speaking about the holidays, which are called tshuvas hashona. V'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur heim bevata yemei tshuva. And everybody knows that Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur are yemei tshuva. V'Rosh Chodesh hi shoyresh hatshuva. And we know that Rosh Chodesh is the foundation, the root of tshuva. Kamashikosa b'simen yud, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 10, in the first half of Likutei Moran. Rosh Chodesh, we say in the Shmon Esrei, Rosh Chodoshim la'amcha nasata, zman kapora l'chol toldoisam. B'yoysim akril l'nech zivretz, Rosh Chodesh is a zman kapora l'chol toldoisam. That's why the people who are extra religious have Yom Kippur Koton. Before Rosh Chodesh, leading into Rosh Chodesh, they have a major Yom Kippur, a miniature Yom Kippur service, leading into Rosh Chodesh. That's the pre Rosh Chodesh service. Nimtza shekol hayomim kedoshim hanal heim b'chinas tshuva. So we've shown that all the holy days, all the holidays of the Jewish people, not just Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, all of them are days of tshuva. Alkein mispalim bohem musaf. Now you'll know why one of the major ceremonies on all of these days is the tefillah of musaf. Sheze b'chinas she'oisin me'toira tefillah. Because in musaf is where every single Jew experiences a real obvious form of making from toira tefillah. Sheze ikar derech ha'tshuva kanal. This is the most important, this is the main essence of tshuva. Because on these holidays, these holy days, when we're trying to really bring the path of tshuva into the world to Klal Yisrael? Al kein mispalim ben musaf. This is why one of the main things that we do on all of these days is we daven musaf. Shehu bechinas she'oisim mi toira tefila. This is one of the clearest examples of making toira into tefila. Shaydezeh ikar hamshochas derech hatshuva boilam. This is one of the most important ways of bringing tshuva to the world. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Chodesh. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into explaining Rosh Chodesh a little bit. Ki ikar tikin shel Rosh Chodesh hu lamalois pegimas halavona sheyu shneim shovim b'koymosom b'b'chinas v'hoyo or halavona korachamo. We know that the main tikin of Rosh Chodesh is to fill in the defect and the defectiveness of the moon, that the moon and the sun should go back to being equal in stature as they were when Hashem first created the world. As the Pasuk says, which we say in Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana, that the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. How is that going to happen? That's going to happen by the Jews making from Torah Tefillah. When we're zoche to make from Torah Tefillah, then we're bringing together Malchus and Tiferes. Malchus is Tefillah. Dovra Melech said, Va'ani Tefillah, I am Tefillah. Tiferes is Torah. We know that the abbreviation for Tiferes in Sifrei Kabbalah is Tuf Tuf. The word Tiferes begins with a Tuf and ends with a Tuf, which is Rosh Hashanah Talmud Torah. And there are many, many other proofs as to why this is. Tiferes is the Vav of Hashem's name Yudke Vavke. And we know that the Luchais, which were the Torah, the Gemara says, were 6 by 6. They were 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. So the letter Vav, which represents Tiferes, Tiferes is the nickname of the entire Zeranpin. Very often the 6 spheros of Zeranpin are called Tiferes. So Tiferes is Torah, Malchus is Tefillah. Shem b'chinas Moshe v'David. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gave us the Torah. David HaMelech is the one who gave us Tefillah. B'chinas Chamo u'Levona, which correspond to the sun and the moon. The sun is Torah, the light of Torah, and the moon represents Tefillah, Malchus. Ushneim shovim b'koymosam, that they should both be equal, side by side, and they should both be able to share one crown. Ki tachlis shneihem echod, because the purpose of both of them, the purpose of Torah and the purpose of Tefillah, is one. Ki tachlis haTorah hu tshuva u'maisim toivim. Because the goal of learning Torah is to be zeicha to tshuva, to be zeicha to do good deeds. V'zeh v'zeh tachlis ha'tfila. And that's the goal of our tefila. Me'achar shekol tefilosoi, tchinosoi, bakshosoi, hu liskois l'kayim es ha'Torah. If a person is zeicha to focus all of his tefila and all of his requests Hashem, begging Hashem to be zeicha to fulfill the Torah, ki oise meha Torah tefila, then he's taking the Torah and making it into tefila. Sheyizke shetovoy haTorah l'day maisa. He's pleading with Hashem, begging Hashem, help me be zeicha to fulfill the Torah, to convert what I learn into action. Shezehu ha'ikar v'atachlis kanal. That's the real goal. That's the main thing that it's all about. V'zehu b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. And now we could also understand why this most important holiday of the year, Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the year is solar, the year is the sun, it's the beginning of the 365-day cycle of the sun, comes out on Rosh Chodesh, also the beginning of the moon, the beginning of the lunar cycle. Shehu Chesed Godol. Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran, in the Torah Tiku Memshola, the first chapter of Likut Imran Tanina, Rabbeinu Zal says that this is an incredible act of kindness on the part of Hashem, that Hashem made it that Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh. ki Rosh Hashanah shehu Barash Chodesh zebchinas klolius chamu levana biyachad. The fact that Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh, this symbolizes the coming together of the sun and the moon being united. Ki hashonim nimnim lechama. The years go by the sun. Vachadoshim lalevana. The months go by the moon. Kimuva as is brought. V'alkein Rosh Hashanah shu b'Rosh Chodesh zebchinas klolius chamu levana biyachad. And therefore Rosh Hashanah, which comes out on Rosh Chodesh, is the unification of the sun and the moon. Ki oz b'Rosh Hashanah shu rishon la'aseres yimei tshuva she'oz maschilen oz lasek b'sleiros ha'tshuva al yidei she'oizkim lohokim koimas ha'tfila lasas mi'atoyra tfila kanal, because Rosh Hashanah, which is the opening shot of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, when we're starting to really, really awaken ourselves for real tshuva by being involved in building up the tfila, building up the malchus, by making from Torah tfila, alkein oz nichlal chamu levono yachad. Now you'll understand why this is the one day in the year when the sun and the moon are united. Bechinas oyer halavona korachama. The moon is elevated to the status of the sun. Ki shnehem shovim. They both are equal. Ki kol ze zoichin al yidei she'oisen me'atoyrois tfilois. Because all of this is accomplished by this avoid of making from Torah tfila. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'ze b'chinas shneimoso roshei chadoshim, shem keneged shneimoso shiftei koh. And with this, we could also understand the concept of the 12 months, which correspond to the 12 tribes. Ki kvar mavur, shelas ois me'atoyres tfiloi, ze b'chinas tehillim, shem chamisha sforim keneged chamisha chamshei Torah kanal. Because we learned earlier that one of the great examples of making from Torah tfila is the Sefer Tehillim, whereby the five books of Tehillim correspond to the five books of Torah. She'ikar his oiris ha'tshuvu ha'yidei zeh. And Rabbi Nazal says in Likut Imran that the greatest inspiration for tshuva comes from saying Tehillim. Ki Tehillim mesugal tshuva kanal. Rabbi Nazal says Tehillim is very helpful in the tshuva process. U'mevoyersham ba'Torah Tehillim hanal. As Rabbi Nazal explains in the chapter on Likut Imran that focuses on this, Simen Ein Gimel, chapter 73, in the second half of Likut Imran. Rabbi Nazal explains over there, ki yesh chamishim sharei tshuva. There are 50 gates of tshuva. 49 of those gates, every single human being has the ability to enter. The 50th gate represents the tshuva of Hashem. It's Hashem's move. The 49 moves we have to make, just like we count the 49 days to the Omer, which is a purification process. It's 7 weeks of purification, just like a woman purifying herself for 7 days to prepare for a union with her husband. The 50th gate represents the tshuva of Hashem. On the 50th day, the pasuk says, "Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai." It was Hashem's move. Hashem came down to us. Kigam etzlo yisborach motzinu b'chinas tshuva, because by Hashem also we find the term tshuva. Kama shekosuv, as Hashem says, shuvu elai v'oshuvo aleichem. Return to me and I will return. V'oshuvo. V'elu hu arboim v'tisha shari tshuva, heim b'chinas arboim v'tisha oisiois, sheyesh b'shmoish nemosu shifteko. These 49 gates of tshuva correspond to the 49 letters in the names of the 12 tribes. They have exactly 49 letters. V'chulu, etc. And Rabbi Nazal elaborates on this there. V'aklal, Rabbi Nazal says, to summarize what Rabbi Nazal says there, shetehillim kolul mikol shari tshuva. Rabbi Nazal says over there that the Sefer Tehillim has in it all 49, has in it the key to open all the 49 gates of tshuva. Shem b'chinas klal ha'oisiyos shebeshemes ha'shvotim, which is a composite of all the 49 letters of the 12 tribes. V'alkein al yedei amiras Tehillim zoichen l'tshuva. And that's why by a person reciting chapters of Tehillim, this will help him be zoicha to tshuva. Ki zoichin al yedei amiras Tehillim lo'oirer ha'ois shel ha'shevet shu ashar shel tshuva ha'shayach l'shurish nishmosoi. Rabbi Nazal says that each and every single Jew comes from one of the 12 tribes, and each and every Jew has a kesher to one of the letters in the names of the 12 tribes. And when a person says Tehillim, he connects with that letter that corresponds to that gate of tshuva that person has to go enter into. And that's how a person is zoicha to tshuva. Ayin Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Rabbeinu Zal brings up the pasuk, which introduces the Jews going down into exile, into Golus. Ve'ele shemois b'nei Yisrael haboy mitzrayma, Eis Yaakov ishu be'sevo. These are the names of the sons of Yaakov Avinu who went down to Mitzrayim. It was Yaakov Avinu and his family that went. Rabbeinu Zal says there that the last letters of that entire sentence make up two words, Tehillim, Tshuva. Because Hashem always prepares the cure before the illness. Going down to Mitzrayim was symbolic of every single Jew's yerida in this world. When a Jew goes into Golus, spiritual exile. When a Jew suffers yerida, he does a sin, he's going into Golus. So the Pasuk says there, the secret of tshuva, of getting out of Golus, is Tehillim tshuva. That Tehillim will help you do a real tshuva, as Rabbeinu Zal explains. And it says there, the Eileh Shmois B'nei Yisrael, the secret is in the names of the Shvatim. That the names of the Shvatim have exactly 49 letters corresponding to the 49 gates of tshuva. Each Jew's neshama is plugged into a particular letter, but you don't know, who knows which letter, and who knows how to find that gate. And when the gate is closed, who knows how to open that gate? And Rabbeinu Zal says, when you say Tehillim, the Tehillim is the secret to tshuva. The Tehillim has in it the keys to all 49 gates, and it directs the person. It directs the person's neshama. It directs his tefillah to the appropriate gate. Number one, it inspires the person. Tehillim is very inspiration. A person can get into it. And the Tehillim inspires the person to be aroused to daven with real kavana. Then his tefillah has a flashlight in front of it. It can find its way to the proper gate. And even if the gate is closed, it can open the gate and accomplish its goal, you know, of reaching Hashem and getting Hashem to help that person be zoche to a true tshuva. Va'ato mavoyer heitev ma sheshneimosa rosh chodoshim hemechuvonim keneged shneimosa shvotim. Now you'll understand very, very well why the 12 months correspond exactly to the 12 tribes. Ki hakoyel echod, because it's all one. Ki shoyrish hatshuva hu rosh chodesh, because we learned in the previous paragraph that the source, the foundation of tshuva is rosh chodesh. She'oz omra she'mizbarach haviu alai kaporal she'meyatati esiyoreach kemavur b'simen yud ayin shom. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran chapter 10 that it was on Rosh Chodesh that Hashem says, I want the Jews to bring a korban to atone for my sin, kaviyachol, for the fact that I wronged the moon. When Hashem told the moon, when the moon came with a complaint, can't have two kings sharing one crown. And Hashem said to the moon, you're right, therefore you shrink. And the moon complained, the moon argued, negotiated with Hashem. What do you mean? What did I do? And Hashem tried giving all kinds of answers until kaviyachol, the moon backed Hashem into a corner where kaviyachol, Hashem said, you're right, you win. You win, and therefore on your day, on Moon Day, which is Rosh Chodesh, the Jews are going to bring a special sacrifice, which is called Soyer Lashem. They're going to bring a goat that's going to be not for the Jewish people, it's going to be for Hashem. Kaviyochel, it's going to be Hashem's apology to the moon for having lessened its light. And Rabbeinu Zal explains, the Sforim explain, whenever two people get into a terrible fight, let's say one person did something terrible to the other person, usually the person who did the terrible thing finds it extremely difficult to apologize, because apologize means admitting that one was wrong. If a person is saying a real sincere apology, the person is saying, I'm sorry that I did this terrible, terrible thing, that I was wrong. One of the most incredible ways of helping a person to apologize is when the person who wasn't wrong the person who was either perfectly correct or more right than the other one, if that person volunteers on their own to say, you know, I want to apologize, probably, or I must have been wrong, there must have been something I did wrong that caused you to get so upset and to scream and to break that thing or to do whatever you did. When that person extends a hand like that, that makes it a billion times easier for the one who was really wrong to say, well, if that's what you're saying, then I really have to apologize, because this is the incredible kindness and humbleness of Hashem. Hashem, who is the epitome of perfection. Hashem, who is, we say, Lahagid ki yoshor Hashem, tsuri v'lo yavlo saboy. There is no defect, there is no concept of wrong by Hashem in any way. And yet Hashem, on Rosh Chodesh, says, I'm sorry, I apologize, here's my sacrifice of apology. And this is what makes it so easy for us, Klal Yisrael, to trade apologies with Hashem. If Hashem's apologizing, then we for sure are apologizing. That's what really makes it convenient and so easy for us to do tshuva on that day on Rosh Chodesh. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 10 in Likutei Moran, Ki Rosh Chodesh hu bechinas Malchus David. We know that Rosh Chodesh represents the Malchus of David HaMelech. Rosh Chodesh is the new moon, and the moon is Malchus. Just like Malchus, the Sifrei Galtas, has no light of its own except what it receives from Chochma, Ein Melech Beloyam. A Melech is nothing without his people. We know it's brought that just like the moon starts off very tiny, and it grows during the first 15 days of the month, and then from day 16 and on, it starts becoming smaller and smaller until the end of the month. So too, if you look at the kingdom of Klal Yisrael, the kingdom of Klal Yisrael starts from Avram Avinu. The Gemara, the Midrash, brings a pasuk to show how Avram Avinu is referred to as a king. He's the first one to use the title Aleph Dalet Nun Yud for Hashem, etc. And Yitzchak was the second generation, Yaakov third generation, Yehuda fourth generation, and if we keep counting, David HaMelech is the 14th generation from Avram Avinu. That's why David is Begimatria 14 exactly. He represents the 14th day of the month, and his son Shlomo HaMelech is number 15 in the chain. Shlomo HaMelech was the perfection of kingdom, where he was the pasuk describes, Vayech Kamikolam, he was the greatest Chacham. This was a Melech who was Chacham, the greatest Melech and the greatest Chacham. It says he was Molach al Yonim v'tachtonim. He ruled over heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. Then the moon was B'tachlis HaShlemus. The Malchus was B'tachlis HaShlemus. And then right after him, his son already was started the deterioration, the going down. Rechavam, the split in the kingdom. Until if you count, you continue exactly the number of generations, you get to number 29, I believe, which is Tzidkiyo HaMelech, where Nebuchadnezzar blinded him. He took out his eyes, and he was exiled into Bavel. The taking out of the eyes, again, the eyes are the Chochmah, Vati Pokachnei Neishneim. This was the Malchus where the Chochmah was taken away from it completely, and the Melech of Kleiser was sent out into exile, you know, by Nebuchadnezzar, who represents the Malchus, the Sidrachra, the main Malchus, the Sidrachra. So Rav Nosson says, Ki Rosh Chodesh hu bechinas Malchus, David, Hainu bechinas Tehillim, Sheyosa David, Shehu Ne'im Zmiras Yisrael. This is the book of Tehillim, which David HaMelech gave us. David HaMelech, who's the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael. V'alkein, Heim Shnei Mosa Rosh Chodeshim. This is why we have 12 Rosh Chodeshes, Keneged Shnei Mosor Shvotim, corresponding to the 12 tribes, Sheesh Bohem Arboim V'Teisha Oisis, which have the 49 letters in their names, Shem Bechinas Arboim V'Teisha Shari Tshuva, which correspond to the 49 gates of Tshuva, Shezoichin Lovay Aleim Ayidei Tehillim, which were Zoichin to get to them, to get to those gates of Tshuva, through Tehillim, Shubchinas David, which is Dovra Melech, Shekol Zehu Bechinas Rosh Chodesh. This is all the concept of Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, the 12 months, the 12 Shvatim. V'ato mamoid tzod kuyachtov, shnei mosa rosh chodoshim, keneged shnei mosa shvatim. Now you see the perfect correspondence between the 12 Rosh Chodeshes and the 12 tribes, ki shnei hem echad, because they're both this concept of tshuva, of finding these 49 gates of tshuva, which are tied into the 49 letters of the names of the Shvatim, which are 12 Shvatim, which correspond to the 12 Rosh Chodeshes, which are the foundation of tshuva of the year. Rosh Chodesh is tshuva day of the month.